A kidnapping charge in Tennessee, but no sign of a missing mom. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. Police in Memphis are tirelessly looking for Eliza Fletcher. She disappeared 2 days ago after she was seen on surveillance video being forced into an SUV while jogging.
Location after location, Memphis police, sheriffs, FBI, and other agencies are all out searching for her. They seem to be very attentive to a black SUV parked on the street that had an out-of-state license plate.
Reporter Lakia Scott with Fox 13 in Memphis. A man identified as Cleotha Abstin has been charged with kidnapping and evidence tampering. There are reports that shortly after his arrest, police searched a dumpster at a McDonald's. Also in Memphis, police are looking for two men who abducted a mother and young child from outside a Target store. The woman was taken to an ATM where she was allegedly forced to withdraw $800. The woman and child were then released. A security scare at the U.S. Open. The New York Post is reporting a man with a gun tried to enter the tennis tournament before pointing the weapon at a police officer. He then reportedly ran to the parking lot where he was arrested yesterday. Former President Trump is speaking out about the FBI raid at his Florida home.
The FBI and the Justice Department have become vicious monsters controlled by radical left scoundrels, lawyers, and the media.
Mr. Trump rallied in Pennsylvania, where 2 nights before, President Biden delivered a speech that harshly criticized MAGA Republicans. Another bus carrying migrants is expected to arrive in New York City this morning. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he sent more than 1,900 migrants to New York, another 7,600 to Washington, D.C. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
More than half a dozen police officers in Milwaukee have been placed on desk duty after a deadly shootout. A man was killed Friday night after police say he led them on a chase downtown, then got out of his vehicle and opened fire on officers. The man was allegedly wanted for murder and fled when police tried to stop him. During the exchange of gunfire, an innocent bystander was hit. She was treated at a hospital and released. As more and more illegal migrants slip through the cracks at our southern border, drug cartels are making sure that dangerous and illegal drugs do the same.
They figured out how to, create and manufacture fentanyl. So they ship the migrants through, and then all the Customs and Border Protection agents go to one area. Then they're shipping, more of this fentanyl through other areas and getting by. And by the way, that's more than enough to kill everybody in the United States, many times over.
House Republican Carlos Jimenez, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says since March of last year, more than 335 million lethal doses of fentanyl have been seized by border agents. Thirsty soccer fans who attend the World Cup in Qatar will be able to find beer, just not during the matches.
FIFA announced Saturday that it has struck a deal with World Cup organizers to allow the sale of beer to soccer fans at stadiums and fan zones across Qatar. Fans attending the Global Men's Soccer Tournament later this year will be allowed to buy Budweiser beer within the 8 stadium compounds before and after matches, and during evenings only at the official fan festival in downtown Doha. Alcohol sales will not take place at concourse concession stands. Though more embracing of alcohol than other Muslim-majority countries in the Middle East, Qatar was forced to relax its policies to accommodate spectators and FIFA's longtime partnership with AB InBev, the brewers of Budweiser, as the official beer of the World Cup.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.